Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Welcome back to High Value Woman, Standards and Self-Worth Daily. Let's be real, life these days feels like a constant whirlwind, right? Between work deadlines, social commitments, and trying to squeeze in some me time, it's easy to get caught up in the chaos and forget about the most important thing. You. That's why today we're diving deep into the art of prioritizing your well-being in a world that constantly demands more from you. Because honey, let me tell you, neglecting yourself isn't just bad for your mental health, it affects everything. Your relationships, your productivity, even your ability to rock those killer outfits with confidence takes a hit when you're running on empty. So, get ready to grab your favorite cozy blanket, maybe a cup of something delicious, because self-care, and let's unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim your power and prioritize your well-being in this crazy beautiful life. Okay, let's get real for a second. Have you ever found yourself saying, yes, to everything, even when your inner voice is screaming, nope? We've all been there. It's easy to fall into the trap of pleasing everyone else while neglecting our own needs. But remember, my loves, you can't pour from an empty cup. Saying, no, more often is not selfish, it's self-preservation. Next up, the power of boundaries. Ever felt like your time and energy are constantly being drained by people who don't respect your limits? Girl, set those boundaries. It's okay to say no to commitments that don't align with your values or goals. Remember, a healthy relationship with yourself starts with establishing clear boundaries with others. Now, let's talk movement, not just hitting the gym, though that's awesome if you love it, but anything that gets your body moving. Think dancing in your living room to your favorite playlist, taking a walk in nature, even doing some stretching while watching your guilty pleasure TV show. Find ways to move your body that bring you joy and make it a regular part of your routine. Trust me, it will boost your mood, energy levels, and overall well-being. Speaking of feeling good, let's talk about nourishing your mind and soul. We all know the importance of eating healthy foods, but what about fueling your mind with positivity? Read inspiring books, listen to uplifting podcasts, like this one. Surround yourself with supportive people who lift you up. Remember, you are what you feed your mind. Lastly, don't forget the power of downtime. Seriously, schedule it in just like any other important appointment. Take time each day to unplug from the constant noise and chaos, relax, recharge, and simply be present in the moment. Whether it's a hot bath, meditation, journaling, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence, make time for yourself to unwind and connect with your inner self. Okay, picture this. You're rushing around trying to get everything done, work deadline looming, errands to run, dinner to cook, the whole shebang. Your phone is buzzing nonstop, emails are piling up, and you're starting to feel that familiar sense of overwhelm creeping in. Suddenly, you remember our chat today. You take a deep breath, close your eyes for a few moments, and focus on your senses. The smell of freshly brewed coffee, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping outside your window. It's a mini escape right there in the midst of the chaos. You then decide to take a quick walk around the block before diving back into your to-do list. Boom! Just that little break helps you feel calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle the rest of the day with renewed energy and clarity. Remember, prioritizing your well-being is not about being selfish, it's about showing up as your best self in every area of your life. It's about saying, yes, to experiences that bring you joy, setting boundaries that protect your time and energy, and making space for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. So go out there and make your well-being a priority. Take those walks, read those inspiring books, set those boundaries, and say, yes, to the things that light you up. You deserve it, queen. And before I let you go, remember to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about the importance of self-care. Let's spread the love and empower each other to prioritize our well-being together. Don't forget to follow us on social media for daily doses of inspiration and motivation. Until next time, stay radiant and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.